For the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Little Joe.
Yeah, this is Mr. Drum. What's the line on the Hillman A&M game? Hillman by three? Oh, how sweet it is. Let me get down for what I owe you on the whole
thing. Does this look like Caesar's Palace to you? Now, no gambling in my establishment.
Well, Mr. Gaines, this isn't gambling. This is a sure thing. Check it out. This honey I used to date is dating the Virginia A&M quarterback, and she told me he's been sacked by the flu.
The Virginia A&M quarterback is not playing today.
104 temperature. Isn't that great? Hang on a second, little Joe. I'll be right with you.
Go on, take your dirty laundry.
No, but Mr. Gaines.
No, go on now. Get. Little Joe. Yeah, this is Mr. Frypan. Look, give me 50 big ones on Hillman. Yeah.
I could not sleep thinking about this game. Two undefeated teams for the conference championship? That's gonna be like good sex, man.
Maybe you should skip the game and see a counselor.
Oh, pregnant lady. Come on, sit down.
You gonna turn it out today, huh?
Oh, man, I don't know. 40,000 people? I just wish Brad wasn't away. You know, I'm getting butterflies all in my stomach.
You got Brad Jr. in his stomach. He gonna have the best seat in the house.
Yeah, well, maybe it's a little girl now. 50-50.
That's right.
I've laid 2-1 odds the Colonel knocks out another boy.
He knocks out. 2-1, you are on. You little
excuse me for a second. I can't believe you're taking action from a pregnant woman.
I gave her good odds.
This gambling Jones is gonna get you in trouble. How long till little Joe break your thumbs off?
You watch too many movies. If you can't pay, they don't put a hurt on you. They hurt something close to you, like your dog or your best friend. And you never would let me have a dog, would you? Don't look now, but your ex is with her next.
Lisa, I'd like you to meet Glendon.
Oh.
Hi
there.
Kim, who is this old Grecian formula wearing dude with Whitley?
Glendon Thayer, he's an attorney. Whitley met at work. She's going to the game with him.
Whitley Gilbert is going to a football game?
Yeah.
Something wrong with that? 2-box lunches, please, Kimmy.
Ever wanted to go with me?
Well, Glendon is taking his time to explain the game to me. He takes his time in other ways, too. Go, Hillman. Go, Hillman.
It's just in, football fans. We have word that A&M All-American quarterback Dan Sipes will not play due to a severe case of the flu.
Oh, no. Gosh darn.
Hey, Ron, you think Whitley and this guy really got busy, or she just said that?
Why would she lie? She's not a guy.
Hey, that's true, man. You think they might talk about me when they're alone?
Would you stop thinking about Whitley? Come on, for the next few hours, it's you, me, and four beautiful quarters of lopsided football.
Okay, you're right.
You, me, and football. We got our usual seats?
Absolutely, behind the cheerleaders.
Wow, okay. Yeah, man, let's roll. You want to sell your ticket? Not in this lifetime.
Oh, hold on. Let's see what the scalper's offering.
Please, don't refer to it as scalping. I'm Native American. I'll give you double face value.
And then you turn around and sell them to some sucker for triple? That's not fair, dude.
Neither was Manhattan Island.
I hear you, my Native American brother.
For triple face value.
Ron, sold African American.
Wait a minute, Ron, you said this was about me, you, and four beautiful quarters of football.
That was for your benefit. This is for mine.
I'm gonna leave you sports aficionado to your greed.
Yeah, all right, just meet me here after. So, I guess you grew up on a reservation.
I guess you grew up in the projects.
Say I grew up in the projects. I don't mean it. Say, man, get off me, you muck. I'm on the other side.
Hillman sucks.
Ooh, real hip, dude.
Leave it alone, Eddie. We missed the kickoff.
Come on, this jerk bothers me. The Wolves are going to annihilate the Falcons.
Do you have some cash to go with that school spirit?
Cash?
You know, green, pictures of dead presidents and God we trust.
Your money should be where your mouth is. Yeah, why don't you put up or shut up?
Can I write these down?
Where you sitting, wise guy?
Right here. I sold my ticket.
Well, I got 50 bucks. It says A&M kicks Hillman's butt.
Ooh, now what about the spread?
Well, what about it?
Well, Hillman's 3-point underdogs.
All right, I'll give you 3.
I'm somewhat more affluent than my chum here. Can you handle another 100?
Ooh, 2 down. How about you?
Oh, I spent all my money on the ticket.
I'll cover you, Rick.
Now, that's a good friend.
Hey, I can't pay you back right away if you lose, Eddie.
Don't worry about it. We're not going to lose. Not with the best quarterback in the country.
Well, Sykes will be a factor. I have a premonition.
Yeah, well, we'll come back here and settle up after the game, bro.
All right. I'll be sitting right here, but you guys better hurry up. You don't want to miss that first Hillman touchdown.
I hate it when they butcher the anthem.
What's so 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Hillman! So, early in the fourth quarter, Hillman is beating up on Virginia A&M. 44-3. This is embarrassing.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Ooh. Oh, look at here. I thank you. Hey, well, maybe you guys ought to get a few more brothers on your team.
Hey, come on, let it go.
Are you saying whites can't play as well as blacks?
I'm saying, look at the score, 44-3. You do the math.
So what are you saying, blacks are superior?
Come on, forget about it.
Only in football, basketball, and track. And I'll leave that physical endowment thing alone because I know how sensitive y'all are.
Rick's got a spray can in his truck.
That's a good idea. Now these people love graffiti.
Toss us the can, Rick.
Why? What are you going to do with it?
We're going to put his name on his property. Come on. Toss us the can.
Hey, man, what are you, stupid? Get off my car, man! Fuck it off! Yo, fuck it off! What the?
Still at the infirmary with the other guy.
What about my car?
Oh, I wouldn't be so worried about your car. For starters, you're looking at charges of assault and bookmaking. And you're looking at assault, gambling, and vandalism. And if that vandalism was racially motivated, somebody here is looking at some serious charges.
This is all a mistake.
Hey, there's no mistake in what your partner spray painted on my car.
Now, look, boys, you have a choice. You can either stay here and tell me what happened, or you can go downtown, where they're not as sweet as I am.
Hey, can we make this quick? I got a nurse waiting for me in the infirmary.
And I got a bench waiting for you in the cell. Really, all three, get in. Come on. Come on. And you, tell me what happened.
Wait, why are you asking him? Oh.
'Cause I like his shoes.
What's there to tell? You've got eyes and you saw what was spray painted on my car.
You can either tell me or I'll go with their version.
I was in the stadium parking lot, sitting in my car, when these three dudes roll up on me and tell me how Virginia A&M is going to kick Hillman's butt. So, being a sporting man, I made a wager with them.
Touchdown, Hillman! So, early in the fourth quarter, Hillman is beating up on Virginia A&M. 44-3. This is embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Maybe you guys could use a little more speed in your backfield.
You say something, boy?
What exactly are you saying?
He's saying whites can't play as well as blacks.
No, I was just talking about your backfield.
No, you're saying blacks are superior.
Let's have some fun. We'll put his name on his property.
Let's do it.
Oh, good idea. These people love graffiti.
Hey, man, stop.
Come on.
When you and the other officers arrived on the scene.
You wouldn't happen to have a polygraph machine in there, would you?
Crack a one a polygraph? Hey, hold up. What are we doing in here with them?
There's only one room at the end.
Out, man. I'm not staying.
What you're going to do is park your butt in that cell until I hear both sides of the story.
It's the same old story. It never changes.
Nope. Not if we can help it.
Hey, you want some more, dude? I'll give you some more. I got plenty more for you.
What's the wolf in for?
Going through the crowd, picking pockets.
Hey, is this the face of a pickpocket?
Take that head off.
I can't. It's attached. Besides, I'm naked underneath.
I love my job. Okay, Rocky, it's your big chance. Come on.
Go on, Eddie. Tell him what went down.
Come on.
Okay, me, JC, and Rick met at the coffee shop like we always do on game day. I had scrambled eggs with a side of bacon.
Oh, with or without ketchup? Tell the damn story.
Hey, man, tell me about the part when you jumped me and my partner, you punk.
Isn't it rather obvious who the violent one is?
Downtown, a real police station, a real police record.
Like I was saying, we pulled into the stadium parking lot behind this guy, and then this gentleman, he calls us over and he suckers us into this bet. He tells us Hillman is a 3-point underdog when they're really 3-point favorites.
Well, if you could read a paper, you'd have known what the line was.
You had your turn. This is his bedtime story.
Thank you. Where was I?
You just made a stupid bet.
So we were coming back from the stadium a little bit dejected because A&M got shellacked.
44-3. This is embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Yo, where's my money, man? Pay up. Pay up quick. Where's my money? I ain't got all day. Hurry up. Man. Yeah, maybe your white boys ought to get a few more brothers on your team.
Are you implying that whites can't play as well as blacks?
I'm saying check out the scores. Therefore, you in black and white.
So, what, blacks are superior?
Oh, no, only in football, basketball, and track. And you know what your woman says? Once you go black, you never go back.
And that's when you showed up.
It's a damn lie, you punk.
Yeah, Eddie, tell him how the spray paint got in my car.
Officer, there's something I need
to tell you. Well, might as well get comfortable. Because nobody's going anywhere until we get to the how and the why this happened.
The answer is on his car.
All that was written on the car was N-I. Maybe whoever sprayed it was spelling nice. As in, have a nice day.
You know, I'm about ready to slap that stupid smile off your face.
See, there it is again, the violence.
You think you can get over on anybody, right? Anywhere? No, not me and not today.
Who are you?
It's just it. He's nobody.
No, I am an educated black man, your worst nightmare, punk.
Oh, Dwayne, are you okay?
Well, if it isn't the Supremes.
Miss, you can't be here.
Oh, I came to post bail, officer. How much is it, and do you accept checks?
There is no bail here, and no visitors.
Juan, are you okay?
Hey, it'd take more than three white boys to jack us up.
How did you find out?
Well, everybody's talking about it.
I just cannot believe this happened the same week of Dr. King's birthday. Did our parents march in vain? My brothers, when is this madness gonna end?
Probably when you three get out of here.
Right? Is there anything you need? Glendon is an attorney.
Ladies, bid adieu.
Hey, man, do not abuse their rights. The days of Kent State are gone.
And so are you. Let's go.
Whitley.
Yes.
Thank you. Come on, miss. Let's go. Thank you.
Now that is a black girl worth doing. If I ever
see. Hold on, hold on, hold on. You better go, man.
Come on, man.
Look easy. Look easy.
I'm tired.
Come on, man. I should have sprayed that in your face, man.
Wow, a confession.
Hold on.
Yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
It ain't worth it.
Why'd you do it, son?
He was in my face.
Oh, now there's a reason.
No, it's because of how they are.
How are they?
You know.
No, I don't. Tell me.
They have no respect. They don't care about this country at all. All they do is sit on their butt and complain.
And what do they have to complain about? It's because of them and their quotas that I'm not in the Ivy League, where I belong.
You all had quotas for centuries. You called them legacies, restricted country clubs, the law.
Oh, hey, my grandfather came to this country with nothing. He couldn't even speak the language. But he worked hard, and he made a place for himself and his family. Now, why can't you people do the same?
Hey, my grandfather built this country, man. He fought wars for it. And most places he went wouldn't let him sit down and get a cup of coffee. I can't even catch a cab in New York.
You know, it doesn't matter how many degrees I get. All you people see is color. Your grandfather was an immigrant. You're American. My grandfather was born here, Duke. And you people still look at me as just another nigger.
Riveting history lesson, Professor.
All right, just let him go.
JC, he's right.
What did you say?
I said he's right. I'm not at A&M because quotas kept me out of another school. I'm here because I always wanted to go here. You know, when I was growing up, I used to play all the time with black kids. I never thought anything about it. Then one day, I must have been about 9, I was fishing with my dad and uncle. My dad told my uncle this joke. He said, what do you call a Negro physician from Virginia? A nigger.
You know?
I'd heard that word before, but never from my father. See, he probably wouldn't have minded what we did today. But I'm ashamed. And I'm sorry.
Hey, man. I don't want your apology, but I want their arms broke or something. I want a punishment. And I want my car fixed now.
You don't see your part in all this, do you?
I'm the victim.
More brothers on the team.
Well, that's just the truth.
Oh, so you're comfortable with the stereotype that all black people can do is run.
Hey, look, we don't expect a fair shake from you, officer.
That's right, I'm a white man.
That's right.
I could be a card-carrying member of the Klan.
Never know. Boy.
Or I could have marched with Dr. King. You don't know. Maybe you should look at me as an individual and not as a color. Let's go, Wolfie. Going downtown.
You know, I jumped at the chance to get in this suit, become another species. You make me ashamed. Ashamed to be a mammal. By the way, your wallet, it's in with the others.
You get your car fixed, you give me the bill, I'll see that they reimburse you. Go on. And since you're so good with paint, I'm going to call the folks at Hillman and see if they got some buildings need a fresh coat. Come on. Go.
Negro physician from the South. I have to remember that one.
See you next Saturday.
What? For what?
For more. Oh, for much more. So that things can change.
Hey, I'm not spending my Saturday singing We Are the World.
Oh. You think you have a choice? Unless maybe your hard-working family would like to hear you've been kicked out of school. Oh, and bring a snack. I like donuts.
Can't wait until next Saturday.
Drop it and buy us some burgers on you, gambling man.
Man, I'm...
See you guys next Saturday.